All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And before we went to break, Dr. Craig, Robin Voss had a response to, you know, what you guys had proposed. I don't know what he could possibly say. What did he say?
I'll quote his tweet. "This isn't a serious effort and is nothing more than pandering to the very liberal base of Wisconsin Dems, and they wonder why they can't win elections outside of Madison and Milwaukee." Well, he's correct in that they don't even acknowledge there is a climate crisis, despite all the scientific consensus. In other words, it's not serious because they won't pass it, right? There's some truth there. But the UW-Madison released some research a couple of months ago that said climate change was the number one public concern in Wisconsin. So if I was tweeting back, which is not really a productive activity, I would just say, well, this just means that your legislature doesn't represent the people, which, of course, we knew because you gerrymandered it, so you don't need the people in order to control it.
You know, Dr. Craig, in the face of that way of thinking, not just locally here in the state, but across the nation, you almost feel like you can't win this. And the worst part about it is it's absolutely essential that we do win this, right? I mean, it's life or death. And people have to look at it from that perspective. And why is it so hard to get people to see it from that perspective? Maybe it's not life and death today, but eventually that's what it's going to be.
Unfortunately, since the Republican Party has also turned against democracy, and you're seeing it in the January 6th hearings where they got all Republican testimony, but all these folks kept their mouths shut and allowed the coup to continue, right? So their positions, their careers in the Republican Party were more important to them than democracy and having a violent coup. So, I mean, we have to win elections. I mean, here's the progress, because you can get cynical. The progress is President Biden is the first president who's been serious about climate change. He did a fair amount in the bipartisan infrastructure bill. He's trying to do a lot more. He's been blocked by two corporatist U.S. senators in the Senate that have prevented us from getting to 50 votes, but he is still close to getting a $500 billion investment this summer through the budget reconciliation process. And so you have Biden, and that could help fund everything we're talking about here, both with the Moore, McCunde, and Larson bill, but also with the planning that's going on in the city and county of Milwaukee. In addition, Governor Evers is the first governor that actually signed us on to the climate target, and he released in March a clean energy plan framework, a big framework to actually figure out how to do it and to bring stakeholders together and create a whole new office to work on it. So there is progress, but it's all on the Democratic Party side. And the question is, really, we have to win elections because the public will be with us, but we have to have a democracy to win elections. In other words, it's very disturbing that it doesn't matter what the Republican legislature do, they're going to have a majority in the legislature. What kind of democracy is that?
You know, Dr. Craig, it is so frustrating and disheartening when you know that they still control, I don't know, what, 30 state houses or more? And so you're looking at all of these things that are stonewalled and we can't move forward and what their support. And then you look, Dr. Craig, at the prospects of, you know, knowing that we have to win elections in the midterms, you know, possibly losing the House and the Senate. It's hard to be encouraged.
One way to think about it, though, is we were two additional Senate seats away from actually doing
right
a huge bold climate agenda that was serious. And two states, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, that we have a very good chance of flipping this year, those could be those two states if we could hold the others. Right. Now, the problem is all the election pundits on media that like to get clicks, they've made it seem like a foregone conclusion Republicans are going to win. You know, this is such a volatile economy, and the Republicans are doing so much crazy shit, and we don't know what's happening with the January 6th commission. We don't know what's going to happen with the economy. I mean, if inflation started dropping, it would change things a lot, and that's been beyond the president's control. Then this election does not have to be a Republican victory. Right. But I do. It does concern me that the media makes it a foregone conclusion, like we don't need to have an election because they know it's going to happen. And this is a media that believed all the polls in Wisconsin that were 8 points wrong in favor of Donald Trump, both in 2016 and in 2020. He was supposed to get killed in 2020, he almost won. He was never supposed to win in 2016, and he did. And yet we still are supposed to believe that they know who's going to win and what's inevitable.
You know, it is certainly, and the thing I love about you the most, Dr. Craig, is your optimism and never giving up. And continuing to fight the good fight and the battle. You can get discouraged because, as you stated, everywhere you read, it's the same thing. Foregone conclusion. And then from the historic perspective of it, what has taken place in midterms historically. But you are right, and I was talking about this on yesterday. If people just look at all the things that Republicans have done and are against supporting that benefit and affect the average citizen in this country, you have to ask the questions, why would those people vote for the Republicans? You see that
and they don't stand for anything except for division and having power. I mean, Mitch McConnell says we don't have an agenda. You'll find out. What kind of view of democracy is that?
I mean, what is that? And yet we get to a point, Dr. Craig, where, we've got to make sure that people don't just give up hope because they figure it's already done, And that's kind of where we are. Let's go to Tom.
We need candidates that will inspire that hope, and that's partly what we're looking for in this election, is trying to find those candidates. But go ahead, Earl. Sorry.
No, Dr. Craig. I want to go back to where those candidates come from. I mean, don't the Democrats reach out across this nation and look to find, the next Raphael Warnock? They exist, right? I mean, you got to find them.
We're hoping Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor, because we've endorsed him for U.S. Senate, but I understand you probably have listeners who will support other strong candidates, but we think he can inspire that hope. It's not only statewide, but among young African Americans, because he's lived their lives and can tell them with more authority what could happen if we do certain things.
Yeah, well said. Got to go to a break, Dr. Craig. Hang on, the phone lines will come to you after the break. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. What do you say? We'll be right back.